From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansie, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Just for a moment, I wanna breathe the ground you walk on for a little while. I wanna feel the feelings that you feel when no one's around you, and I wanna taste your soul and anger, and I love your story. It's true.
Thank you. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal.
We want to welcome you back, right?
Yeah, welcome back.
And big props out to Sean from MTRadio.net for letting us bring you awesome Montana metal bands and artists each and every week. Thank you very much. And to everybody behind their scenes who does lots of work, because we know it's not easy. And of course, big shout out to our producer, DJ San, because he's a rock star and makes us sound like rock stars. So. And then he makes the band sound like even more rock stars. So. Rock stars.
Yeah, it's not always easy making us sound like rock stars. We get pretty vulgar and sidetrack, you know?
Right. Because like right now I have a sudden urge to scream, Outlaw Country! Because I've been watching Archer all weekend, so. Anyways, Mr. Soisy saying squirrel moments do happen.
This is Mr. Sansi saying, sometimes you gotta enjoy the silence.
And this is Mistress Angel saying that sometimes Oisy is a bitch.
Yay.
But I love her.
Yay. All right. That was some Cancerous with their song Oxygen. Cancerous is from the Billings, Montana area. And they have Katie on vocals. And then we got Josh on guitar. Cancerous is currently on break right now. They are remixing and remastering some of their last CD. And hopefully it'll be re-released this year sometime soon.
Let's get back into the music. This is Nequiter with their song 3. Nequiter is out of Bozeman. They are currently producing a full-length material and hoping to release that in the summer. So without further ado, this is Nequiter with 3 with the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Hey guys, this is Joe Schufton from Hornstop Rocks, and I want you to listen to the Mistresses of Mayhem weekly. If not, I'm gonna come and get you.
Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We just got done listening to a little Shangri-La out of Billings, Montana. And the band has a long history, and they might tell you about it someday, but not quite yet, apparently.
Lots of great music happening tonight. Speaking of lots of great music, we are going to be chatting with Latitude 45. They are on the phone with us right now, and they are out of the Manhattan, Montana area. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're going pretty good. How about you?
Doing great.
So why don't you guys tell us who we're talking with tonight? What are you guys' names?
We are Latitude 45. My name is Garrett Larabaster. I play lead guitar.
Mike DeYoung, vocals and guitar. Chad Harmon, bass guitar.
All right, and you guys were formerly known as MIP?
You bet.
Why the name change?
Well, for first, you know, we
aren't miners anymore, so the whole MIP thing doesn't really make sense anymore. Plus, with the whole latitude 45 thing, we kind of wanted to hit home, and that's the latitude of our hometown, so seems fitting.
So do you guys have any new music coming out?
Oh, yeah. A nice hearty handful. Probably 5 or 6 right now, and a couple more in the making.
Very cool. And you guys got any upcoming shows in the area?
We're currently working on booking shows as of this point. We got June 26th at the Loading Zone in Great Falls. And the end of May, we got a show in Belgrade at JR's Lounge.
We're working on a lot of other dates right now.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to seeing you guys again. You guys always put on a great show. Are you guys going to be in the Zoo Music Awards this year?
Oh, yeah. Should be a pretty good experience. It's kind of up the ante the past couple of years.
Well, we were very impressed with your guys' show when you guys did the closing, and that was over at the, in Missoula, at the Wilma. That was pretty badass.
Oh, yeah, that was way
wicked. It was good.
It was fun. It was an honor to play on that stage.
Yeah, that was definitely a show we can all say we enjoyed fully.
Having performed with fire dancers during that, will you plan on doing that further, like more dancing with fire?
If the opportunity strikes, yeah. I mean, it was definitely sweet to have an outside source like that come up to us and want to do something like that on stage. I thought it was pretty cool. Definitely would work with that again, I think, for sure.
Was it distracting?
A little bit. I mean, you got flames, you know, right by your head as you're trying to play guitar. Professionals, they know what they're doing, so I trusted them.
They did tell us to keep our distance, though.
Oh, yeah.
Did they give the entire stop, drop, and roll if you catch on fire?
Something like that, in a nutshell.
All right, and isn't this your second year running in the Zoo Music Awards?
Yes, it is.
Competing, yes, and then we played the awards show last year. With the fire dancers.
That is pretty good to be the second, you know, time there. And I'm pretty sure you guys will get it.
Thank you.
So where's your guys' favorite place to play? What's your favorite venue?
Oh, mine personally was Rock in the Rivers. Just because it's a, you know, it's a big deal. Big outdoor festival.
I'd have to say the Rail Yard. I'd give Josh Schlenning a shout-out on that one. That's a really great place to play. It's a great opportunity for all the bands to get out there. They've got a great scene over at Billings.
Well, have you guys bumped into any issues with your new name change? Is everybody finding you?
Not really, but, I mean, I don't know. You can't really dwell on that too hard. It is what it is. Some people might not agree with it, but who knows, they might come around later on.
Are you guys...
We haven't had any negative talk about it so far.
We're still in virgin territory on the new name. I mean, it's new to us. It's a very recent name change. It was a month ago we actually changed it, so we haven't encountered too much yet, but...
Do you guys have any plans for any music videos?
Well, that kind of depends on how the Zoo Music Awards pans out, I think. They're throwing something like that into the mix.
Which night are you guys playing over for the Zoo Music Awards?
The 24th.
Friday. At Stage 112 Elks Club in Missoula.
That's next Friday, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
We've actually got a new venue in there called the Real Lounge.
Stage 112?
Is that at Stage 112?
It is.
That's interesting. So this is obviously a very important show. It's part of the showcase.
Yep. Yeah, we would like to see as many people out there as we can, you know. After the name change, of course, we didn't expect everybody to move over right off the bat, so we're hoping that some of those previous fans or people that haven't quite caught on to the name change yet are going to be willing to go and still support.
Will you guys have merch at the show?
Yeah, MIP merch. We're working right now to get new merchandise and change all of our logo and branding over. It's just kind of a slow process at this point. So as of now, all the MIP merch is probably half off, maybe even more, who knows. We might be throwing a bunch out, CDs and shirts and stuff.
Yeah, same music, different coat of paint. You know, we'll still the same guys, just a different name.
So we always have to ask, what kind of underwear do you guys wear? Boxers, briefs, commando?
You know, I'm a boxer cat. I don't know about these guys.
On stage, I like to fly free, you know. Down at the lake, I'll occasionally get my Speedo on.
Will you be wearing a Speedo at the showcase?
You better. I can't make any guarantees, but what's behind closed doors, nobody will ever know.
That's kind of the way we roll, too.
I don't.
So what's been one of the most rewarding experiences for you as a band?
Probably Rockin' the Rivers is one, and then being able to play on the Wilma stage was a pretty big one for me, I know. Just like being from the other side, looking up at that stage, seeing like, you know, all of my idols and shit. I don't know, it's just a good experience, heartwarming. Can't get a better feeling.
I'd have to agree. Rockin' the Rivers and, you know, people coming up to you and shaking your hand like you're better than them just because you play music and buying you drinks. I mean, we're all down-to-earth guys here, so that was pretty rewarding to me. And also, being in the recording studio, that was a great moment for me because it was like, you know, we're putting our heart and soul into this music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Studio is always fun.
The studio was very fun, and we hope to get in there soon and get you guys with some new music.
I thought that it was pretty rewarding when we won the first year Zoom Music Awards. You know, we were kind of an upset in certain ways. We came from a place where nobody really knew us and had no idea who we were, and, you know, we ended up pressing through on it and winning that year, and so I really always thank the people of Missoula and all the people up there that, you know, take the time to go out and watch the shows and support local music.
Sure.
What has been the craziest moment as a band? Like, any weird fans do anything? Like, abnormal? Mistresses not included?
there's always got to be a drunk guy that either falls into something or spills something on something. There's always havoc, but that's the experience. You know, you gotta know how to deal with everything like that. But as far as craziest moments, probably would have to be, we were at Rockin' the Rivers the last year we played there. One of our buddies was climbing a fence over to our campsite, got hung up on the fence, fell down, and hyperextended his arm.
Ow.
Yeah, ouch.
And we just got done playing, we were all jacked up, and then buzzkill.
It was a major buzzkill, yeah. For me, my personal, you know, the craziest moment, it would probably have to be right now. I mean, it's an honor. We'd like to thank you guys for having us on here.
Yeah, radio interview.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Mistresses, you guys have been great to us, and we really appreciate that. And I wish our drummer could be here. But he's a high school teacher up in Sydney, Montana, and I know he'd love to be here as well.
Oh, yeah, Gordon would want to be here.
Well, we always enjoy, talking with you guys and supporting you guys. We support great music, and you guys definitely are great music, so we can't wait to hear the new stuff from you guys.
Thank you.
So, who was the favorite band you guys have played with? Who was your guys' personal favorite for playing with?
That's a hard one. We played with a lot of great bands. You know, anything local is always a humbling experience, just knowing that, you know, there's other guys out there doing what you're trying to do.
I'd have to say when Cadman was around, we played a couple shows with them, and they know how to rock the shit out of it. I mean, those guys will put something together, and then you'll go on some eight-minute, you know, power sludge song, and you'll be drilling it into your eyes all night long. So those guys, I feel like, you know, even when I'm out there watching them, I'll get up and headbang to their stuff. So that's really been enjoyable for me, and I think they're great bands. Too bad they're not really around anymore.
I would have to say Blistered Earth for a cover band, and got to give a shout-out to High Voltage from Missoula. They've really been good to us, you know, whenever they got a show. They try to reach out to us and get hooked up there. I mean, just really got to give a shout-out to them. And I'd also say, you know, Blistered Earth, Metallica cover band.
Okay, they're awesome.
They know how to throw down.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
They kill it.
Oh, yeah, they're way good guys.
Do you guys have any rituals that you do before you go on stage to psych yourself up?
A nice bowel movement is always nice.
Gosh, yeah. You know, I drink a beer. Crack my knuckles, observe the scene. I mean, I'm not too nervous about it anymore. At first I was, but you know, it's just second nature now. Jamming with my buddies up on stage, one more kid asked for, you know?
How often do you guys practice? Is it like two or three times a week, or?
It used to be two or three times a week, and then like I said earlier, our drummer moved to Sydney. But we get together and jam. I mean, coming this summer, we're going to be way more into it. And, I mean, we used to play a lot of cover shows, playing, you know, classic rock. But now our practices are devoted to writing new material.
Yeah, we're slowly going to overturn the covers with originals and start booking original shows with other, you know, local original bands.
I was going to say, covers are nice, but original stuff is always the best, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a way better time. I mean, you get your kicks out of, you know, doing the covers and stuff, but when you blast through your originals, it, I don't know, puts a whole different feeling in your gullet.
Yeah, I consider the cover gigs as practice.
Right?
Yep. So what's your favorite cover song to play?
Anything Megadeth.
Yeah, definitely Megadeth.
Iron Maiden.
Hollow Be Thy Name by Iron Maiden. Or for classic side, I would say Stranglehold by Ted Nugent.
I'm going to have to go Doctor Doctor by UFO on this one.
I'm going to have to say Tool.
Oh, yeah.
Crawl Away by
Crawl
Tool.
Away, yeah.
Where do you guys get your inspiration for your music from?
Definitely Tool for me, and Megadeth, and Iron Maiden, and on the flip side, classic rock, I would say The Doors. Jim Morrison is a huge idol for me.
I would have to agree with the same. Tool, Megadeth, Metallica, probably some Pantera, that's definitely huge on me. I don't know, I like all sorts of shit.
Me and my writing style, I listen to a lot of Deftones, Lamb of God, Rage Against the Machine. I follow in with quite a few of the same that these other guys do, but I like to get some oddball stuff in there every now and again and kind of view it. Mastodon.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Does the writing process ever get difficult, like with viewpoints coming together and meshing, or do you guys barely get along with the writing?
We're pretty good about it. I mean, there's some tips here and now. There's some arguments, but we're pretty solid on, you
know. It definitely doesn't help that we've known each other for 10 years. You know, grew up going to school with each other, but I don't know. I think it kind of works out for the best because we all kind of know each other well enough now.
And we know good riff. If a riff is good, we're pretty concrete on that. So, you know, if someone brings a bad riff to the table, we're not afraid to say, you know, we might tweak that and make it better. And that's where the main argument comes, but we're pretty solid when it comes to writing songs together.
Some of that's just the simple stuff that a band goes through in the process.
Everyday experiences, stuff like that.
So who causes the most Who causes the most shenanigans in the band? Which band member?
I say Chance Arm and our bass player we got standing right here.
So
he wants to have a good time, you know.
I was gonna say, so I guess that's who we need to play with when we see you guys.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, what the hell? We'll get y'all into shenanigans. That's the way it works.
Yeah, we all have shenanigans. I'm in.
So where can people find out more information if they don't know who you are already?
Well, we got the usual internet stuff, Facebook. We got a Reverb Nation page. We are on Pandora, actually. I'm not sure what else we got. If you want to find the real experience, you need to come see us live, though, because that's where it's at.
Behind doors?
I guess.
All right. Well, thank you guys very, very much for chatting with us. And be sure to everybody out there to check out next Friday at the Zoo Music Awards, Latitude 45. You guys want to say anything before we let you go?
We'd like to thank you guys, Mistress of Mayhem. You guys are badass. Keep doing what you're doing. It's an honor to be on this show. Yeah, thanks for having us on. It was a pleasure. First time radio interview. It's pretty psychedelic shit right there.
Yeah, I just want to say, we're MIP, and you're listening to the Mistress of Mayhem, even though we're Latitude 45 now.
All right. Well, we want to thank Latitude 45 for chatting with us. Be sure to check out their Facebook page.
Thank you.
Tall. You need to see things a little clearer. You got your back against the wall. Can't choose. Some will win, some will lose. From every death another is born. Nothing about this world that you chose.
Eddie Kelly.
This is Kiki Kelly.
And we're from Mudkicker, and you're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Some Mudkicker on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. They are a family metal band out of the Twin Bridges, Montana area. They've got Kiki on the bass, they've got Sean on the guitar and lead vocals, and they have Caveman Kelly beating on those drums. Very, very cool band, and we love Mudkicker. So when you're searching for them, make sure it's one word with a double D and double K. We're going to get back into some more music. We've got Loinhammer coming up. They're a warrior thrash metal band. Very intense.
I just figured out what their name means, Loinhammer.
Right?
Think about it.
Bo would be proud.
A loin hammer.
We could probably put Bo's I love my chainsaw with them.
Oh my god, right? Geez. You just made my day.
Right? So give Loin Hammer a listen. They're on Facebook, Reverb Nation. They're out of the Flathead, Montana area. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Like a wolf, you stand and fall. Like a gallop, she's
some Undone with Beating You on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
That's a fitting song for us.
Beating you.
Right?
Beat
it's
them.
It's a fitting song for Undone because they're very hardcore thrash metal, like in your face, kicking the head. It's awesome. They are described as the slag pie of Montana's music scene. Also, they get known as the black sheep of the metal scene in Montana. They are dark, dank mounds of sharp-edged rock spewing from pristine country hillsides. More information can be gathered from their music or about their music at Reverb Nation, Facebook, etc., etc. Thank you guys for tuning in to another awesome episode of Montana Metal. Check out all the bands we play for you each and every week. And if your band is from Montana and you want your music to be played on our show, email our producer at closingchapterproductions@gmail.com and put in the subject line metal or Montana metal for Mistress of Mayhem or something along those words.
Type in the phrase nude photos, he'll open a lot faster.
Like, oh my.
That is true. So Mr. Soisy saying stay metal and have lots of naughty fun.
This is Mr. Sancy saying remember, it's better to beg for forgiveness after the fact than beg for permission before.
And this is Mistress Angel saying, spread the music, spread your legs.
True story.
We're going to close out this episode of Montana Metal on mtradio.net with Odds Unfavor. We love these guys. They're from the Great Falls, Montana area. They're a fucking awesome band. All their original music is so freaking awesome. It makes you just, you instantly, when you see them live, you just fall in love with them. They do awesome, awesome things. And they have an awesome cover of System of a Down. So if you're a System of a Down fan, you should definitely check out one of their live shows and listen to that, because System of a Down is not an easy band to cover, but they do an extremely fucking well. Odds Unfavor, Mistress of Mayhem, Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.